Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. And happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 4th of September, 2020. Here comes the best technology news for you, and we got it in about 5 minutes. Things are changing over at Intel, so where do we start? Well, hell, let's start with the logo. Now, other than debuting some 11th generation chips, Intel, I guess, thought, well, let's give people something to talk about. Here's our new logo. Actually, it's the third major logo change for the company. This logo, however, though, very minimalist. And as Intel says, it's very fresh and uplifting. Okay, we are still talking about computer chips here. This new logo replaces the previous branding of the Intel word mark enclosed in a circle that we've seen since 2006. Now, even though Intel is introducing this new logo, it will retain its classic blue color it's been using for so long. Though, they will be expanding to new variants of colors. A little bit of gray, a little bit of red, and a little yellow and green there, too. Again, though, very minimal. As far as when you'll start seeing these new logos on laptops and packaging, according to Intel, you shouldn't have to wait too long. Hey, speaking of new laptops, Acer's got some new stuff for us. The Swift 3 and the Swift 5 laptops with the 11th generation Intel Core CPUs, yep, here they come. Now, according to Acer, the Swift 5 model is completely designed with ultra-portability performance in mind, particularly when it comes to the battery, supposedly lasting up to 17 hours. The weight is also a plus two at only 2.29 pounds. Plus, if you're into touchscreens, yes, that 14-inch will be a touchscreen. And you should be seeing it go on sale for around $1,000 sometime in November. Now, as for the Swift 3 laptop, it will also be hitting the market around the same time and will actually have support for Thunderbolt 4 connectivity, plus Wi-Fi 6. The storage on board will be SSD, according to the size capacity will depend on what you need and how much you want to pay. And of course, along the same lines, as much RAM as you want, well, you can pack 16 gigs in there. The display is slightly smaller than the Swift 5, 13.5 inches, 2K resolution, but a little perk of an extra hour of battery life on this model, 18 hours they're saying, and a starting price point of around $800. Well, as we get closer and closer into the fall now with Apple, the more rumors come about products. This time, we're focusing on the watch, or shall we say, watches. Yeah, from what we're hearing now, it looks like Apple is expected to release two new Apple watches this fall. Why two, you ask? Well, apparently they want to compete with the cheaper Fitbit. This is all according to Bloomberg, by the way. Now, of course, the one model will replace the Apple Watch Series 5, while the other one should succeed the Apple Watch Series 3. That apparently will be the one to be the cheaper watch alongside its flagship model. Now, yeah, we all know how Apple is. New model comes out, it's expensive, they lower the price of the old model, and that usually is the one that's supposed to be for the ones that want a cheaper alternative. But being the fact that the Series 3, which is almost 3 years old now, Apple might be due for a little revamp. And finally, speaking of Apple, hey, you live in the EU. Is your Apple products, Google, maybe your Amazon products, they kind of went up in price? Well, there's a reason for that. It's called taxes. Now, yeah, Europe has been pretty much unhappy with the tax habits of all three of these companies for a while now. So in the absence of the overhaul of the global tax system, European nations have introduced, yes, new taxes. And they're actually pretty much aimed at these companies. So because of this, Apple, Google, and Amazon have all announced price changes for UK enterprise customers. Get ready for the new digital services tax. Now, because of this tax, Apple is changing how it pays developer fees on the App Store in the UK. Google will be increasing fees for all advertising bought on Google Ads and YouTube in the UK by 2%. And Amazon will be increasing fees for its third-party sellers by 2%. Plus, on top of this, whatever hardware is being sold, yep, you'll get a little extra taxation on that too. Got a story no one else is listening to you? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show, the Mac show, the photo show, the big show, and so many other wonderful podcasts over there at our official website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can also check out our blog while you're over there as well. Head to our Facebook page and give us a like over there at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join us in our BTN community over at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Monday. Yeah, we definitely will be here on Monday. No, I don't believe it's a holiday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend ahead. And thank you, as always, for listening.